Yes. Yes, you. In the tweed suit. Nothing has been written. Sup? You think you're standing on the prime meridian? The line that divides the continents east from the west? But it's off. Seriously. By about 100 yards. No lie. Swear to the gods, hand to heart. Which is right underneath my left breast. Yeah, I got you looking. No harm done. Everybody does. You can't really hide a pair of double D's. Though the queen sure tries. Bless her buxom heart. No offense. Hey, you cracked a smile. Guess you got a sense of humor after all, huh? Color me surprised. You got your GPS app open on your phone? That's right. You call it SatNav. Whatever. Let's go. We got a roll. We got a haul ass. Come on, it's right over there. We gotta hustle. Beat, beat. Schnell. Vamanos. Pardon me, lady. Sorry, sir. Step aside, kiddo. Coming through. Excuse me. Watch out, miss. Excuse me, sir. And hey. Watch it behind you. Pick up the pace, mister. Quick. Don't hesitate. Don't think. Hurry, damn it. Get a move on. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken in the flood, leads on to fortune. Oh, hell. Ain't nobody got time for this shit. No time, you heard me? No time. Hurry. Hurry. I'll explain everything when we get to the real meridian line, but I can't stop now. We're late. Here, take my hand. I'll let go of your sleeve if you'll take my hand. Because you're darling. Now come on. Faster. Okay. A little. Phew. To the left here. Man, I gotta get to the gym. See how much nicer it is over here? Under the trees, the Royal Observatory, and those swarms of tourists behind us to the left, and the River Thames ahead to our right. My sister's on the river right now, in a skiff parked under a willow, probably reading Galileo's The Starry Messenger on her iPad. She's such a nerd. Nah. It's all good. She packs a mean picnic hamper and sculls like she rows for Cambridge. But here, beneath the trees, it's private. Quiet. Now.
What's the meaning of all this?
Oh my god. You're adorable. Brit, through and through. So, what brings you here today? You show me yours, and I'll show you mine. You're an associate astronomer with the Royal Observatory. La-di-da. Wait, what's the time? 9:53. Good. I'm here for the summer solstice, which happens at exactly 10:07. I can't believe you pulled out a pocket watch. Well, because you have your phone right there in your hand. Points for style, though. Nice shoulders, long legs, a profile you could strike on a coin, all that gorgeous wavy hair. I'm partial to scruff. Like my dress? A little skimpy, I admit, but I had to have it. The colors, moss green, leaf green, grass green, all the greens, glow dull and greeno. Don't know that one? How about green road rushes of the sweetest stars that your eyes spent were spent among the lassies? Nothing? Nada? Fine. Well, guess what color my panties are? Oh, come on, don't be such a lame ass. Wrong. Nope. Still wrong. Not even close. Have a look. Ta-da! No panties. Usually I favor Marks and Sparks. Tongs and pistachio or watercress. Cheap and cheerful. That's me. You're staring at my pussy. That look, though, you're not shocked. You're hungry. Oh. Is it a yin yang tattoo? Or the way I waxed? You like my pussy? Those sweet, tender little pink lips. Now, what about you? I don't think you'd go commando, but you never know. Is that a telescope in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Oh my, you're quite the specimen. My fingers don't quite touch. So, what does it for you, boyo? No, not attracts you. I got a pussy, you got a cock, so that's a lock. What winds you up, sets you on fucking fire? No, don't tell me. I got this. Your accent says public school, so maybe Eton or Harrow? Not telling. Hogwarts it is. Need a whip? I could cut a willow switch. They're limber enough to sting. No? How about wanna call me Alfred or Oscar? I don't mind. Or do you want to call me? Your darling's trumpet. But hurry if you don't make the deadline, and I mean to the minute. If you don't hit your mark, it won't be pretty. Failure has consequences. What exactly? Oh, the usual. Conquest, war, famine, death, and plagues. Of tourists. Seriously, I know every year it's hotter and you think it can't get any worse. But wait till it's 130 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade of Westminster. You'll be able to fry an egg on the ass of a Trafalgar Square lion, and nobody wants that. What do you have to do? Well, now you're talking. Hit your mark. Tap this ass. Come on, you can spray it anywhere you like. My pretty face. My bodacious tits, my round booty, my hot, wet, throbbing pussy. Come on, bark with me here. Tell me I'll do it for you. Who am I? What the fuck? Why do you care? I'm a sure thing, that's what I am. Okay, fine. If you won't put out any other way, I'm just a happy-go-lucky Wiccan from a flyover state, touring over London town with my sisters. But your solstice has to manifest, and I was the nearest vessel, so I volunteered. Gotta keep the earth happy and fertile. You think I'm brave and beautiful? Okay, I can work with that. So do you consent? Speak up. Quit mumbling. Consent, you gorgeous man. Say yes, damn it. Give me the high sign. Yay or nay, whatever the hell you call it. Look, if you nub out, I got to find someone else. And we're running out of... talking about. Oh, sweet Lord, you can kiss. Do this. Come on. Around this oak. We don't want to scare the horses or attract the attention of security. Nothing to see here. Move along. Let me check your sat nav. Yep, a little bit to the right. Half a step more. Back up a tinge. No bodices have to be ripped. I can just pop these snaps open so you can get a good view of the girls. I came dressed for action. And you, oh my, you certainly backed for it. Golly, how did you fit all that in those trousers? No worries, I like a challenge. Let's get this party started. My hand can barely fit around you. Think of the queen. No scratch that. Total boner killer. Okay, Mr. Astronomer, think of the asteroids, comets, planets, antimatter, black holes. Stars. Make hot balls of fire. Orion's belt, the Pleiades, the seven sisters. You could do all seven. That made your cock twitch. Think of Scorpios, they're hot bitches, and Geminis, guys love fucking twins. Holy hell, you're as hard as Ty fucking Tanium. That's your dirty little secret, isn't it? You've got an astrology kink. Ooh. Look at you, Mr. Rational Scientist, walking on the wild side. Oh, you're gonna come like a geezer, aren't you? Let me wrap my lips around the head of that big bad cock so I can suck him down my... Wait, why are you taking off your jacket? For me to kneel on. Very gallant. Now let me at it. So big. Big cocks just do it for me. So much fun. That salty drop of pre-cum. I'm gonna lick around it. Just under the ridge. D-fucking. Feel your cock throbbing on my tongue. God, I have to finger myself. Getting close to coming. Is it? Okay, it's showtime. When do you wanna come? Yes. Oh, you're sure? Oh, wait. Brace yourself against the trunk of the oak. Legs wider, wider. Stop. Perfect. You're straddling the continental divide. Oh, yes. Yes. Pick me up. Oh. Gonna slide my aching pussy. All right. Down.
God, the first and deepest was all. Oh, yes. You're so tall and strong. No, I don't say that to all the men. Just the well endowed ones. Oh, deeper. Go on, faster. Keep fucking me. You got to get there. You've got to get there fast. Don't hold back. Faster, deeper. And your crank for sure. Come to the dark, starry, starry night side. Look, fuck me like you mean it, like I need it. Oh yeah, so deep, so connected. Like we're a god's damned Mobius strip. Like we're one continuous circuit. The love just went off. Come for me, baby. Oh, come for me. Right fucking now. We did it, baby. We fucking made it happen. You were amazing. Crisis averted. Your humanity's hero. Are you kidding me? I felt the earth move. I think the orbit wobbled. For real. Don't let them give you any shit down at the Royal Astronomical Society about your zodiac kink. You kicked ass. You fucking crushed it. High five. So I hate to go, but I've got to dash. It's my shift. Listen, you're fucking glorious. Remember, my sister will be here in September. She's the real beauty of the family. Yeah, the astronomy nerd. Pre-Raphaelite. All that long auburn hair. It drove Melias and Rossetti wild. If you'll be around, I'll tell her to look for you. Mr. Kepler. C.S. Kepler. Got it. Don't forget, she'll be waiting right here, September 23rd, at 1:54 in the afternoon. Or maybe
20 minutes earlier. Before the autumn equinox. It's gonna be her turn to put it all out on the line.